This is a show about exciting news. KBOO member Laura Castleberry has made a generous offer to match the next $500 in membership donations during Stage and Studio. Yes, that's right. If you call in now at 1-877-500-5266, you can double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. Let's do it. Let's get five people at $100 each to match Laura Castleberry's offer to match up to $500. That means we could raise $1,000 in this half hour. And that would be so thrilling. So call now at 1-877-500-5266. Well, it is a show about big news. And Olga Sanchez, the artistic director of Milagro Theater, shook the Portland theater community last week with her life-changing news, and we're going to hear more about that soon. We do have tickets to Milagro Theater's American Night, and we also have tickets to their next season, two incentives there. And then Portland Center Stage has donated 3 days of rain tickets. That's 3 days of rain featuring two of the stars of the hit show Grimm. Yes. Get on your phone right now, 1-877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm. So Olga Sanchez here at Milagro Theater. I'm on location right now and on the set of American Night, which is the show that's running now, directed by Lisbeth Huffman, and I hear amazing things about it. But first off, Olga, I have to say something. You have freaked out the theater community. You've totally freaked them out. You freaked me out. I saw the announcement that you're going away, and I just did a big, what? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. What the heck's going on here?
Why, thanks, D-May. I can't say I'm glad you were freaked out. I'm hoping nobody's freaked out. I've been invited to continue my studies. I'm going to pursue a PhD, a doctorate in theater arts at the University of Oregon beginning this September. I'm really excited about it. And it allows me to take everything that I've been able to learn these past 12 years here and then previously in Seattle about Latino theater and turn it into scholarship. I'm just thrilled. It's a great program. One of the things I really like about it is not only does it want it to be academically rigorous, but it also wants to continue the scholar as artist. So I don't have to put all that aside, as other programs around the country want you to sort of put that aside, put that artist stuff aside, and now get into the scholarship. But they welcome that. They actually insist that you continue your development as an artist. So
was this an invitation? You mean like a full ride kind of invitation? Like you can't pass it up? And how long ago was that?
Well, no, I did actually apply. But I was accepted, so I see that as an invitation. The structure of it, since you ask, I do have to teach as part of my commitment to being there. It's what's called a graduate teaching fellowship, which means that I'm an employee, which means that, yes, my tuition is waived.
That is so awesome. Congratulations. I mean, yes, we're freaked out, but, you know, everybody is so thrilled for you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful to share the news and receive the support and encouragement from my friends and family to take this step forward. I'm excited.
Tell me why, though. You've been thinking about this for a while. Tell me why you want to do this.
Well, there's a few reasons. I feel like I love the artistry in particular that I've been able to investigate, both as an artistic director and as a director and as an actor and as a writer here at Milagro. The opportunity has been spectacular to really hone my skills as an artist. And that's along with the people that I get to work with, who are dear friends, is the saddest thing about leaving. But I feel that in terms of two things, both for the company, I'm wondering if having been here for 12 years, whether they just don't need new blood. People have new ideas. People who have been out in the field. I mean, I've really been here for 12 years. I've seen a lot. I get to travel, which is great. But I just feel that a new person coming in with some ideas, some questions about the art, about Latino theater, would really just infuse the company with a new vision. And I feel that the other things that I do, the administrative tasks that I do, they've become, I won't say rote exactly, but but they're regular, they're cyclical, and there's a certain amount of, okay, I've done that, I know how to do this, I'm ready to change the scope of my day. And I started looking around at other options. You know, was I going to go to another company? Was I going to change careers? And this was just a question that was boiling in my mind for about a couple of years now. So I started looking around, and frankly, I'm so committed to this mission, which is the thing that really, really excites me about being here, the idea that I'm celebrating, promoting, creating, adding to the canon of Latino theater and arts and culture, because this mission is larger than just theater. It is an arts and culture organization, is exciting to me and rarely found. So in terms of my own, who I am as a person and what I want to champion and advocate for, there's not a lot of options out there in this country. And in terms of academia, because I only have a master's, I really am not at the level. I don't have the sufficient, not, as opposed to an MFA, I don't have the sufficient credentials to become a professor. And so then the option is adjunct, which is fun, but I can't make a career out of adjunct and also do the work that I do here. So it felt like the thing I needed to do was just go full board and pursue the PhD, which is exciting.
It is incredibly exciting. And I wonder, with Milagro, is there already a person in place to be the artistic director then?
We don't have a person in place. We've put the call out nationally in many, many different venues. We've advertised through Art Search, which is the TCG.
It's a theater communications group that has listings for job listings.
Exactly. So we've put the call out through Art Search, which is the TCG listings board, which has a national reach and profound. Also through the Latino Theater Commons, also through personal networks. Our deadline is May 25th, so we're looking at seeing who shows up.
That's very, very soon. So that's great. It's moving along.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get the process rolling. We have a committee in place. We have, you know, there's a few people who have approached us personally. We want to see the scope of who's out there, basically, and who's interested in this mission. It's a unique one in the country. It's unique work, and I'm excited for the person that comes in. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, you're going to come back and direct, though. Tell me about that.
One of the things we're hoping for first is that we have an overlap between my departure and the next person's coming in. I will be based in Eugene for the next few years, but my family is here, so I will be coming back. So I'm available to serve as a consultant to the new artistic director and ease that transition, make introductions, all of those things that need to happen. I am both writing a play for the touring company that will be launched in January, and I will be coming back, thanks to the University of Oregon's generosity and in their scheduling, I'll be able to come back and direct Into the Beautiful North, which opens in May.
Well, that's lovely to hear that you are still very much tied to the Portland theater community and to Portland itself.
You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts talking with Olga Sanchez, the artistic director of Milagro Theater. Call now at 1-877-500-5266 or go to kbu.fm to pick up a pair of tickets to Milagro or to Portland Center Stage's The Lion or 3 Days of Rain, starring the stars of Grimm. KBU member Laura Castleberry is offering to match up to $500. Yes, $500 in this half hour. So call now, 1-877-500-5266 or go to kbu.fm.
Let's talk about the current play, American Night. Elizabeth Huffman is directing that, who I have interviewed before, but tell me a little bit about it. Bob Hicks at Arts Watch gave it a great review.
Yeah, we're really happy about the response that we've gotten both from our audience and critically. American Night, the Ballad of Juan José, is about a former police officer from Mexico who's left the country because he's disappointed with the level of corruption, and he wants to seek something better for himself and his family. He leaves, he gets a kind of asylum because he's basically death threats for leaving, but he gets asylum in the United States, he gets his green card, but he feels that he really can't, well, one, bring his family over unless engage in the life of the United States without being a full citizen. So he starts studying fervently for his citizenship exam. He falls asleep as he's cramming the night before the test and has this wild dream where figures from And not all of them well known, but figures from U.S. history appear to him and engage with him and lead him to wonder, because these are not the heroes. These are the unsung heroes in some cases, and people who've battled all sorts of racism, oppression, well, the worst part, we'll say, of our country, the unfortunate part of our country in its grand experiment of democracy. And it makes him wonder whether he really wants to sign on for citizenship to this country. And it is a wild ride. It is a touching ride. And I think at the end, exhilarating, actually.
And it's the history that's not told, too. So it's a different, it's actually probably a more realistic view of our history.
Absolutely. As I understand it, some of the dramaturgy, because the play was commissioned and first produced at Oregon Shakespeare Festivals as part of their American Revolutions cycle, some of that dramaturgy came from Howard Zinn's The People's History of the United States. So there's a lot of the untold stories there.
So it's also a comedy, though, as I understand. Oh. So it's very funny.
Oh, no, it is thoroughly a comedy. It's very funny.
Now, so you mentioned that you're going to be coming back to do a couple things with Milagro next year. So are you ready to announce the next year's season?
I'm delighted to announce we have our Luna Nueva Festival, a multidisciplinary, multicultural festival. This year it's focused on children's programming. It's programming for the whole family. So really excited about the different partners that are coming in to play with us and perform during that festival, which is 1 week in September, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Then we have our annual Dia de Muertos show. Every year it's a new show. This year it's being written and directed by Rebecca Martinez, a longtime collaborator with us. We're delighted she's coming back from New York City to direct the play called La Muerte Baila, Death Dances. And it's going to have a lot of folklorico Mexican dance in it. I'm really excited about it. She's a terrific choreographer, so she's going to be shaping that show. In January, we launched the play Broken Promises. It's about human trafficking in our region, which is a very horrific but true reality of our community. I'm horrified and honored, and it's a daunting proposition to create a play that's going to tour around the country. And what's really great about this is that we have a relationship with Planned Parenthood in centers around the country, so that we can, and they have, of course, teen programs. And the focus of this is to get the word out to teens that here are some of the things that become the cycle of how kids get engaged in this process, because most don't volunteer. Most are lured or kidnapped into this life, and there's ways that you can avoid that, see what's coming, and there's ways that you can also get out. And we're trying to provide solutions, if we can, to young people who are caught.
Is that the one that you're writing?
This is the one that I'm writing. It's the research is not fun, but important. It's important that the word get out there, kids know. Contigo, pan y cebolla, which means literally with you, bread and onions, but which colloquially means I'm with you through thick and thin, pan y cebolla, bread and onions. And it's a Cuban play. It was written in the early 1960s. It's only been done in Spanish in Miami and in New York once in English years ago. So we're definitely the West Coast premiere of the play in Spanish. It's a comedy about a family in Havana prior to the revolution. And it's sort of what happens to them as their finances get weaker and weaker, but the mother keeps thinking that they have to sort of fake it till we make it. So she keeps spending more and more money and have these great pronouncements about, no, this'll do us good. And it's hysterical. And it was written as a commentary on, look how now our lives are going to be so much better. You know, 50 years later, one of the things I'm excited about is that we'll be able to have conversations with various members in our community, Cuban and Cuban Americans, who know better about what's actually going on, and you know what this promise that the revolution brought, what actually happened. People did not receive everything that they were expecting. And finally, the last play is called Into the Beautiful North. It's a commission. We've commissioned playwright Karen Zacarias, who's done a couple of works with us. She did the adaptation of How the Garcia Girls Lost Their Accents, and her original play Mariela in the Desert, which we produced a couple of years ago. And tremendous playwright. This is a novel by Luis Alberto Urrea. It's about a young woman in Mexico who notices with her friends that all of the men of her town have left to go north. So they're kind of wondering what their future is in this town that they love. And secondly, there's an increasing threat from the narcotraficantes who are seeing this town as a potential next headquarters. And so she feels that they really need to get some men back here and is inspired by the movie The Magnificent Seven to travel north with her friends and find seven men who want to come back to town and protect it. So it's basically the journey. It's a journey play about her adventures traveling north to the border first and then crossing the border and then recruitment.
So when you look back on your 12 years and you think about perhaps some of the highs, you know, what were the things that you're going to take back as far as what you've accomplished and, you know, the challenges that you've overcome?
I think, you know, you finish a production and each one, especially the ones I've been able to direct, conceive and direct has always been really, really such a... The ones where I get to conceive and direct, which are basically the Day of the Dead shows, are the most challenging and ultimately the most fulfilling because somehow the theater gods shine on us, smile upon us, and we end up with something that's really satisfying. And I think it's because our commitment to the theme and the notion that love conquers death, which is underneath all of those. All the new plays that I've been able to direct and shepherd through the process, because when they're new, they require, you're testing them out. Any, you know, the plays in Spanish that I've had to direct or had that I've gotten to direct, all of the artistic work has been so fulfilling and so educational, for lack of a better word. I mean, they've deepened me as a person. The experience of being at Milagro for 12 years has deepened me. I thought I was going to come in and become a better director, and I think I have over the years, but it has made me grow in so many different ways. And I'm so grateful for that. I can't pinpoint highs because then others pop up to go, wait, there's this and there's that. But definitely I think the artistic experiments with all of the people that I've gotten to work with here, the actors, the designers, the crew, the tech, everybody in the office just supporting the creation of what I think is ultimately this holy event on stage that happens for an audience. And the audience's response and talking to the audiences afterwards, all of that, and just knowing that for a couple of hours, something magical has happened and I've been part of that is such a gift.
I'm Dime Roberts, Stage and Studio. I just talked with Olga Sanchez, Artistic Director of Milagro Theater. And American Night runs through May 23rd at Milagro Theater. That's located at 525 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. Find out more at milagro.org or call them at 503-236-7263. And we have a pair of tickets to American Night before the May 18th performance, or a pair of tickets to Milagro's next season. Before we go today, Karen Calderon went to two shows last weekend. She has this review.
When you Google the director of Grounded, you might instantly recognize Isaac Lam from a video that went viral a couple of years ago. He's the man who proposed to his girlfriend while she was sitting in the open trunk of a car and being filmed while people danced in front of her in a choreographed flash mob. I don't know if you saw the video, but more than 27 million people did. Beside his viral proposal, this Portland actor and director has been seen at Portland Central Stage, Artist Repertory Theater, Broadway Rose, and many more, and is now the director of Coho Productions' Grounded. Written by George Brandt in 2009 and winner of the 2012 Smith's Prize, Grounded tells the story of an Air Force pilot, a woman, whose unexpected pregnancy ends her career in the sky. Repurposed, or grounded, to flying remote-controlled drones in Afghanistan from an air-conditioned bunker near Vegas, she struggles through surreal 12-hour shifts far from the battlefield, hunting terrorists by day and being a wife and mother by night. Rebecca Lingofer, the outstanding solo actress for Grounded, goes through the struggle of life alternating changes. Her profession, her love life, pregnancy, and her immediate family as a new mom. We breathe in her words how she misses the blue sky, the freedom of flying in the air, and the power of going so fast in the vast cloudy air above us. How hard it is to try having a normal life and going back to hunting the bad guys, looking into a blank and gray screen for 12 hours a day in an all-seeing godlike eye on the undercarriage of a drone, capable of pressing a button and deliver summary execution to those spotted below. and back to her home to her beloved husband and daughter sleeping safely. It's an 80-minute monologue written in colloquial language, funny puns, an actual theme of this life we all live, where everything we say, write, or do is either heard, scanned, or recorded. Perhaps if you endlessly watch, you'll never stop seeing. Maybe the others have their eyes trained on you too. She confronted the audience. We're both witness and spying eye. We cannot escape being the debate about moral responsibility. And for this reason, Grounded is a play that will impact you. Grounded will be playing until May 23rd at Coho Productions Theater. For more information, visit their website at cohoproductions.org. And from an actress in a solo play to an autobiographical musical solo show, I went to Portland Central Stage to see The Lion, where Benjamin Schuer shares his true life story to an eagerly awaiting audience. And his life isn't just any normal life. Through a 70-minute show, Schuer tells us about a sad heart childhood, his teenage life losing a father, how he changed countries and went to different boarding schools. He also recounts his fight with cancer in his late 20s and how he survived it. All of this told through music and songs with 6 guitars and original music-written songs describing his thoughts and feelings and never lacking humor. He is a master of finger-picking style on the guitar, a great storyteller, and has the most beautiful pitched singing voice. Not everybody is capable of expressing the story of their life, and he nailed it. The lighting by the Portland Central Stage and the setting took us through his emotions very easily. You still have time to hear him play and tell until June 14th. For more info, visit pcs.org. For Stage and Studio, I'm Karen Calderon.
And we have a pair of tickets for The Lion at Portland Center Stage. I'm actually very eager to find out how we're doing regarding the match by Laura Castleberry of up to $500 for this half hour of Stage and Studio. We have a possibility of raising $1,000 in this half hour. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we're going to check in with Membership Central.